Dave Healy, Blind Dave, joins us now. And Dave, you wanted to start with a thank you.
I did indeed, mate. After last week's interview where we, well, in detail discussed the fact that Seamus McGoy Dog had unfortunately passed over on Christmas Day, the response from listeners, and when it actually, or you put it out onto Facebook and Twitter, the response from people was incredible. And I'd just like to say a huge thank you to each and everyone who took the time to comment or even to like. It was absolutely fabulous. You know, he was a beaut. He was a beaut. He was a hero. And it's nice to think that he touched a lot of people, Simon. He touched a lot of people.
You've had another week to get used to it, but it still keeps hitting you, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not over it, and I have to admit, and I think I've got to admit, it's hit me a lot harder than I expected. I think in the past, me and Deb have been talking about it, and in the past, you know, when I've had a retired guide dog, we've always had another one on the scene, so that, like, when we've lost, you know, the dogs previously, it wasn't the fact that it didn't upset, because it did. But in the likes of, say, Carla, we had Carla retired. I had a new dog, which obviously took my focus. But with Carla, we knew that she was receiving chemo and, you know, there was a case of, we knew she was going to pass on, but it was a case of, we didn't know when. But you get yourself prepared for that. But this time, it being so sudden, it is... And I have to admit, hands up, it affected me a lot more than I ever thought it would. But you know what? Again, without reiterating last week's conversation, Simon, he was a mate. He was a guide. He kept me safe, and he was a companion. And this is, I think, where people, you know, of the non-sighted variety that don't have, you know, the facility of a guide dog, don't realise that it ain't just a dog. It is that guiding light, and it's a companion when I'm out and about. And, you know, when I'm working, you're in a taxi or on a train or wherever. It's crazy. But you've got that sense of companionship while you're travelling alone.
It's been nice because I've had a look at some of the messages you've had, and, oh, you can't count how many you've had.
No, I know.
But the thing is, there's people offering you help, people, some that you know, some that you don't know as well.
Oh, Simon, again, you know, I mean, people have been so kind, and it's a case of I've had phone calls, I've had direct messages. Look, if you can't get anybody to accompany you, X, Y, and Z, we are here. Give us 5 minutes, you know, and we're more than willing to come out. And in the interim period where you haven't got a dog, you know, we can help you. And all those kind of messages are absolutely wonderful. And I don't think people would put their messages out. And I don't think people would, you know, ring me purposely just to give a little bit of a ball. I think they genuinely are concerned and they genuinely want to help. And I'll tell you what, my faith in human nature every day is brought up again. It's great. But it's lovely to think there's some very kind people out there. So, you know, again, a huge, huge thank you to everybody who's offered help, but a huge thank you to everybody that's put a word out there and they've had a thought for poor old Seamus.
Now, as we were saying last week, got to keep looking forward, and a bit of a milestone coming up in February, we think, isn't it? The docudrama 7 days about some of Blind Dave's life is coming out. It's a premiere.
It is, yeah. Yeah, we've been told this week by the producer that there's going to be a premiere on the 1st of February. Deb's actually, only literally 5 minutes ago, said, look, we've got to tell people, where is it, when is it, and what time is it? And I went, you know, the producer hasn't told me everything. All he's told me is it's the 1st of Feb. I know, and I presume it's going to be local. But where local and what time, I do not know. But I know that there is going to be limited tickets for this first showing. So, you know, for anybody who wants to come along, I believe that cast and crew and close friends and family obviously get the first option. So, you know, Not saying anybody's going to be disappointed, because they're probably doing them a favour by not seeing me on the screen. Well, you know, my counterpart on the screen. But yeah, it's coming out. So I'm looking forward to it in a strange sense, Simon. We still over a cup. I still sit there and think, you know what? This is still so surreal. You know, West Brom bloke, born and bred, Baggies fan, working class. You know, that film's made about you. But hey, it's going to be out there. It's going to be out there.
Because we've talked about this, and you had nothing to do with this project, really, did you?
No,
and
not at all.
In some ways, it's left you feeling a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, it has, very much so. I mean, obviously, we were approached in the initial stages, you know, look, this is what we'd like to do. We feel you're, you know, an interesting character, how your life has gone. You know, we reference to the seven marathons and all the rest of it. And, you know, you sit there and, you know, you're thinking, it's like, wow, you know, oof, I feel quite chuffed that somebody's thought I'm an interesting character. But then, you know, Deb read the script, and she liked the script. She likes the way that, and the reason they're doing the film, I feel, you know, which is nice. But again, the production team have done what they've done. They've had little conversations with me. They saw the original documentary of us travelling around the world when we did the seven marathons. And they've taken a lot of things, not from there, but the ideas of. And then my younger life, you know, they've spoken to different people, it appears. But we haven't really had a great involvement in it. I've been to a couple of the sets where they've been filming. And I have to admit, Simon, not the fact that it is just a film, you know, about me. But I was quite interested in what they do. And afterwards, they was talking me through different things. So it was more interesting. And how they do this with a camera, how they do that with a camera, why they take a left shot, a right shot, an upside down shot, and all over. And, you know, it's quite interesting. It's just I don't find myself very interesting.
But, you know, I'm completely with you on that one.
Yeah, well, you would be. but you know, you keep pinching yourself, and it's so surreal. Simon, it's just not what happens to the likes of me, but it is, and so we look forward, and you know, I'm sure there'll be some cringe moments, I'm sure there'll be some funny moments, I'm sure there'll be some moments where I want to go and hide in the corridor, but you know, it's going to be interesting, it's going to be very interesting.
And of course, our friend, blind singer, songwriter, producer, Rick Jones, he's going to be at the premiere. I'm going to be chatting to him soon as well. He's quite excited about going along.
I know. Well, Simon, any funny, and I mean, I've said this to the producer, it's crazy, because when I say I haven't had any involvement, we throwed our little bits in, but we haven't had anything to do with the production of it. But when I heard you talking about Rick many, 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 many months ago, and you sent me that song, Walking in My Shoes, and when I listened to it, I thought, yeah, Deb listened to it. Yeah. And I sent it up to my mate, Gaz Donkey, as you know, and he went, Dave, that's you. So the production team are going to be using that song in the film somewhere. Don't know where. Don't know how. But I know. So, yeah, it's great for Rick. And, you know, obviously, wherever that film goes then, Rick's name will be, you know, accredited to the song, and I just hope that from the film itself, the film, the production team, you know, they get something from it, they get work from it, and I also, you know, like the likes of Rick with his song and his singing, he's going to come down, and I hope he gets some work from it as well, so hopefully, you know, on the way through life, we'll have helped him somewhere. I just said to Rick, if ever he's singing at Wembley Stadium, don't forget my tickets for the front row.
Yeah, always a thoughtful one.
Yeah.
If you want to keep up with Dave or even have a chat with Dave, it's very easy to do.
Yes, the website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is @BlindDaveHealy. Or you can give a reprobate at RNIB Connect, Simon, a ring, and I'm sure he'll give a detail or two. I don't know who that is, Simon, but
no idea.
Was it your brother?
It's the good looking one. Dave, it's always good to chat with you, my friend. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Indeed, sir. Thank you very much indeed, mate.